Pianist Carla Bley began composing around 1960, and before long, such jazz musicians as Jimmy Giuffre, Art Farmer, and Gary Burton were recording her pieces. In the 70s, she began making her own records, toured briefly in a loud band with Jack Bruce and ex-Rolling Stone Mick Taylor, and started her own mini big band. She's also written and arranged for Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra, for Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, and for big bands here and abroad. Bley continues to record in various settings. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews her latest.
In the 1990s, Carla Bley's working groups seemed either too large or too little. Her band, which had slowly grown from 9 or 10 pieces to 17 or 18, began to sound unnecessarily big, especially because some good players never got a solo. In the 90s, Bley also formed a duo with electric bassist Steve Swallow, which put her okay but unexceptional piano a little too far out front. Now she has another and better touring group, an octet whittled down from the big band. Carla Bley's tune, Baseball. It's on her new CD, 4x4, which is also the name of the group. There are four musicians in the rhythm section, like organist Larry Goldings and drummer Victor Lewis, plus the four horn players who took all the solos in her big band, including trumpeter Lou Soloff and the trombonist Gary Valente. As usual, Bley writes catchy melodic hooks more out of pop than jazz, and she mixes clever ideas about form with low humor. Sometimes, as on Baseball, she integrates cornball quotations into the fabric of a piece. Another composition is inspired by the artist Henri Matisse's cutout collages. It works in bits of Jeepers Creepers. It's a sort of musical analog to the way visual artists use found materials. It's not all fun and games on Carla Bley's new record. 4x4 revives a haunting ballad she wrote 20 years ago, Utviklingssang, which, pronounced properly, is Norwegian for development song. The tenor saxophone soloist is Andy Shepherd. Bley records for her own Watt Records, by my count, the second oldest musician-owned jazz label. Watt is currently distributed by ECM, which has now made all her old Watts available on CD in the U.S., including, finally, her rare 1974 album, Tropic Appetites. It has much of the same playfulness as 4x4, but it's a little rougher around the edges, not always a bad thing. The music is built around lyrics by Canadian poet Paul Haynes. They're sung by English rock and jazz singer Julie Tippetts, a.k.a. Julie Driscoll. She gets an occasional assist from Howard Johnson, who also plays tuba and reeds, and from Blaze's daughter Karen Mantler, who was 8 at the time.
When you were there, they could wait. But not now, not now, they can't. They never wanted it. They never went out of their way to get it. And now they're getting over it. All of that, we'll be glad you did.
We'll be glad you did.
You can hear the inspiration Blay got from the theater music of Kurt Vile, and maybe the Beatles. The band on Tropic Appetites is a septet, more or less, including bassist Dave Holland and the then-sizzling saxophonist Gatto Barbieri from Argentina. Other of Carla Blay's old Watt records are also worth your attention, like 1978's Musique Mécanique, one of her weirdest but prettiest big band records, and 1980's Social Studies, which includes the original version of Utfickling's song. That album, with a 9-piece band, offers more evidence that medium-sized groups suit Carla Blay very well. Not too big, not too small, they're just right.
Kevin Whitehead is currently based in Chicago. He reviewed 4x4, the new CD by Carla Blay.